hospital blood bank. Hospital blood bank is also one of the important cost center within the hospital. Why it is called bank? Because just like the bank, it has a debit which deals with the collection of the blood and storage, and just like a bank, it also gives credit that deals with issuing of the blood to the deserving patient. So like a bank, there is deposit. Like a bank, there is issue of the money or issue of the blood bottles for the needy patient. All blood banks and laboratories has to be accredited for the quality by NABL, that is National Accreditation Board for Laboratories, which is a part of Quality Council of India, located at New Delhi. In short, whenever the blood bank is read, the important thing is that the blood bank, blood grouping, who discovered blood grouping? Blood grouping was discovered in 1900 by Landsteiner. And RS typing of the blood was discovered by Landsteiner and Wiener. So these are the important person who gave new ideas or innovation in the field of blood banking by diagnosing the blood bank or by diagnosing the blood grouping and RS typing. Different activities which are related in the blood bank is selection of the person who can donate blood, that is donor selection. The way the blood is to be collected and way it to be stored. Then the screening of the blood for HIV, HBsAg, SCV, VDRL, malarial parasite and microfilariasis. So that when you give the blood, it does not mean that you are giving the contaminated blood to the receiver. Whenever you want to start the transfusion, the group, blood grouping and cross matching is very important. Otherwise, there may be serious and disastrous result because of the mismatched blood transfusion. It also requires activity like RS typing, Coombe test, component preparation, which may be preserved, fresh plasma extract, then proper record keeping of all the activities going on in the blood bank. The organization and functional planning of blood bank, that is in broad the layout of the blood bank. It is also like laboratories where there is reception room and collection room which deals with welcoming the patient and collecting the blood. After collection of the blood, it requires the proper storage of the blood. Then the donation room which deals with issuing the blood to deserving patient. But whenever the blood is given, one must always look for the blood group, that is double checking. Second thing, match the serial number of the requisition form and also the serial number of the donation box, donating blood group. Third, always cross check the day and the blood group nature which is to be dispensed. So this may prevent the idiosyncratic reaction or very serious reaction of mismatched blood transfusion. And that is why in many hospitals the policy is that the blood transfusion cannot be started by staff nurses. It can be only started by staff nurses in the presence of medical doctor who can take care of any untoward reaction if occurs. It requires the proper collection materials, and these collection materials are usually provided in the room which is properly air conditioned. There is facility for washing room, there is facility for sample processing and refreshment, because patients are in great panic, patients are in great anxiety, therefore some form of refreshment or token of bonus should be given after donating the blood. Now, after donating the blood, it is very important to maintain the proper blood bank record. The proper maintenance of the blood bank record includes following record, that is the donor register, that is name of donor, identity, blood group, the place from which it is there, contact number, similarly the receipt register that you welcome the requisition for needing the blood, then issue register that is required to issue the blood samples if required, then the blood stock register which will give you the rough estimate about the nature of the blood groups which are available in your blood bank. Then is the blood collection material, which may be the collecting bags, which are mostly disposable and transparent. Then the blood collecting sets and tube. The blood collecting tube is usually 16 cm long with 18 gauze needle and which is usually attached to the collecting which is usually attached to the donor side, and in the receiving side the needle is 16 gauge so that the smooth flow of the blood is maintained from the donor to the collection bag with the proper pressure gradient. Then is the pilot container which contains the different type of blood like EDTA bulb to do the CBC testing. Now, whenever you want to donate the blood, everyone cannot donate the blood. The blood donation can only be done by the person who is in the good health, who should not suffer from any viral infection, fever, etc., who are aged between 80 to 60 years of age. Minimum weight required is 45 kg. Systolic blood pressure is between 100 to 180 millimeter of mercury, and diastolic blood pressure is between 50 to 100 millimeter of mercury. His or her pulse is between 80 to 100 millimeter of mercury, and oral temperature should not be more than or less than 37.5 degree centigrade. He should have the minimum hemoglobin level of 12.5, and his blood should not suffer from HIV, HBsAg, HCV, VDRL, malarial parasite and microfilariasis. That is why it is very important to do the screening of the blood sample received. Then storage and preservation of the blood. Ideally, the blood is stored at plus 2 degree centigrade. The blood is stored in citrate of glucose where the blood can be stored up to 2 weeks. The temperature of the container should be checked every 2 days. That is why whenever one audit is going on in the blood bank, the auditor checks the temperature which is recorded on the outside to show whether the blood is preserved at the required temperature or not. If the blood is stored in the frozen form, it can be stored up to 5 years, that is longer period of time. But usually in simple type of blood storing devices, it can be stored up to 28 to 30 days. Now, the labeling of the blood group. Sometimes the blood group is labeled in such a way that they can be easily identified, and labeling is done in such a way that the labeling is designating the particular blood group. For example, blood group O is labeled with blue label. Blood group A is labeled with yellow label. Blood group B is labeled with pink label. Blood group AB is labeled with white label, so that even a layman can know according to the label which type of blood group the container is containing. This is to make the issuance of the blood grouping samples or blood samples easier, and also preserving the blood group of similar nature at one time so that they can be located very easily at the time of need. Planning to avoid different types of error which can occur in the blood bank. The different types of error which can occur in the blood bank is clinical error. The clinical error is usually from the medical side, like writing the wrong name of the patient, or writing the patient name from the wrong ward, or sending the wrong samples. So these clinical error can be avoided if the doctor himself fills the blood requisition form, do the cross check, because simple error can lead to the death of the patient in the case of untoward reaction. Sampling error. Sampling error is the error which usually occurs by blood bank technician, and this can be controlled when the technicians are taught how to be attentive while doing the blood grouping and cross matching. Do not delay in the specimen separation. Try to finish the sampling of the blood grouping and cross matching as early as possible so that this type of error can be reduced. Analytical error is again the error which is associated with different technician associated with analysis of the blood grouping and cross matching. So these are the technical methods, and if proper training is given and proper orientation is given, the analytical error can be reduced. But one should keep in mind that any type of error in the blood bank is not acceptable, because it is the question of death, life and death of the patient. If the patient is given the wrong blood, or if the patient is given the blood which is already denatured, then this type of blood may cause serious effect and may lead to death of the patient within few minutes. This type of cases may be registered as a medical negligence case, in which case the hospital or the doctor has to pay huge compensation as per the Consumer Protection Act 1985. That is why any error can be tolerated in the medical field. Obviously, no error should be permitted in the medical science, but one of the most unavoidable error that has to be avoided at any cost is wrong blood grouping and cross matching, or issue of the wrong blood to the wrong patient. CSSD and operation theatre. This is also one of the important aspects of the hospital service. CSSD stands for Central Sterile and Supply Department. It is called centralized because CSSD may be one for entire hospital setup, and all the hospital theatre like operation theatre or different type of aseptic ward depends upon the CSSD for supplying the clean pack, sterilized pack. So CSSD not only keeps the clean pack, sterilized pack, but also stores it and distributes the instrument and the laundry item as and when required. Now CSSD requires many costly instrument, and setting up the CSSD in the small hospital may cost up to 3 to 5 lakhs, and this may go up to 1 crore for big hospital. The basic principle of CSSD is that it should aim at achieving 100% sterilization with 99.9% lock kill of bacterial spores. Means CSSD should be so competent that there is 100% degradation in the growth and multiplication of the bacteria, and the sample which is subjected to sterilization should be 99.99% free from all the type of contamination with bacteria, including bacterial spores. The latest trend in CSSD is SUD, that is single use device. Nowadays, because of the lack of sterilization procedure, most of the hospitals are preferring disposable items or the single use disease, and this can be aggravated by the use of better sterilizer like automated sterilizer or indigenous autoclave which has been modified according to the nature of the disease or disease pattern prevalent, better training of the hospital staff, better regulation of the CSSD by the different regulatory bodies. This is also important part of quality control check of the hospital related to the quality of the medical care. And the advancement of the medical instrumentation is according to AAMI Association, that is American Association of Medical Illness, then is IAHCSMM, that is International Association of Healthcare Society related with medical management of disease, then ISO, International Standard Organization, OSHA, that is Occupational Safety and Hazard Assessment, WHO, World Health Organization, CDC, Center for Disease Control. So these are the international agencies, and whenever you expect your CSSD to be up to international standard, it should fulfill the guideline set by these international agencies. Then only your treatment, your quality of treatment, patient satisfaction and disease control will be better. Layout of the CSSD. CSSD also contains the layout which is similar to that of blood bank, that is receiving area is there. Then most of the item which is coming from the hospital laboratories, hospital operation theatres are contaminated, therefore they are subjected to washing, in the disinfection area. After washing, they are subjected to autoclaving. After autoclaving, they are loaded in the sterilizer and sterilization is carried out. Then unloading is done. Then in the sterile area, they are stored. Delivery is done from the delivery area as per the need. But all these activities required the proper staffing of the CSSD. So whenever the staff work, they work in shift. That is why you have to provide basic amenity to the CSSD area. That is, there should be staff locker, staff toilet, staff changing room, etc. Now, different type of sterilizers used in CSSD are gravity displacement sterilizer, pre-vacuum sterilizer, ethylene oxide sterilizer. So, if you keep the variety of sterilizer, you can do the sterilization of variety of material which requires specific type of sterilizer for which other sterilizer cannot work. Since sterilizer is a capital intensive business, the concept of inventory management comes. Normally, if you require one piece of patient cloth, that is shirt, pajama, undergarments and knicker, you have to keep 5 sets ready so that these 5 sets will serve as a buffer stock which can supplement the acute need or sudden need for the patient when it comes in the time of crisis, disaster, etc. Ideally, the hospital should maintain 5 to 7 times the buffer stock of the commonly used item, but it is not possible in India because it requires a lot of capital, and most of the hospital usually keep 2 to 3 times of the most commonly used item. The floor space of CSSD is distributed in such a way that clean and sterile area should be 40%. See the amount. Clean and sterile area should be 40%. Sterile material storage area is 15%. Equipment storage area is 14%. Fluids, needle and syringes area is 12%. Reception and clean area is 12%. Gloves processing area is 7%. So maximum attention is given to the clean and sterile area, which form the major bulk of the land area or space area. CSSD is usually managed by operation theater manager, who may be anesthetist or who may be matron, that is chief of nursing staff. They are assisted by CSSD supervisor, who have got lot of training and experience with CSSD technique. Then is the CSSD technician, which are junior level staff, and class 4 employees, which are assisting this technical staff. Zone planning of the operation theater. As we know, we are reading CSSD, so where the sterilized material is maximum needed, it is maximum needed in the operation theater. Because in the operation theater, you not only want to operate the patient, but also operate the patient with complete asepsis, so that chances of the infection is very less. Operation theater is ideally divided into 4 zones. The first is the protective zone, which is the entrance room or entrance gate to the hospital operation theater. Then is the waiting hall, where the patient relatives are waiting. It also includes the staff changing room, that is the changing room for the staff nurses, doctors, junior medical student, senior medical student. Then is the leisure room and also the toilet, both for the family members and also for the doctors. Then is the clean patient area. The clean patient area is the area where the patient before the operations are waited. And there is also the office of OT manager. And there is also the area where the pre-operative materials such as suction tube, then the central line, then endotracheal intubation instruments are kept. Then is the sterile or aseptic area, which is maintained at highest pressure area so that all the chances of contamination is very high, especially near the operation table, where ideally it should be 7 to 8 cycle change of air per hour. Then it is the area where the patient is induced by anesthetist, and the anesthesia which are induced by the anesthetist may be general anesthesia with the help of endotracheal tube, spinal anesthesia by the help of lumbar puncture needle, or it may be topical anesthesia. Then it also includes the scrub up area where the doctors, staff nurses usually assisting the doctor usually get scrubbed up, and where the actual operation theater is or operation activities goes on. After the operation is over, the patient is usually shifted to the surgical recovery unit where the patient is brought out of the anesthesia, the general or the vital parameter of the patient is assessed, and from there the patient is sent to the surgical intensive care unit, CCU, cardiac care unit, ICU, intensive care unit, or the ward, depending upon the type of surgery and the severeness of the illness. The disposal area is usually at the low pressure because the chances of the infection in this area is very less as compared to the other area. And it is the area which is away from the operation theater, so one should not waste capital in keeping the area at very high pressure. Planning of the operation theater also requires considering the physical dimension of the operation theater. Ideally, operation theater should be 18 into 18 feet size. Floor to ceiling height should be minimum 12 feet. It should be covered by laminated plastic such as vinyl sheet or epoxy resin. The purpose of using the plastic sheet is that it can be washed off as and when required, and it can be easily subjected to sterilization. The floor should be flooring of the operation theater should be done by the floor which is easily washable. For example, if the operation theater is carpet, you cannot throw the water. So it should be washable, non-staining, because there is increased chance of contamination by the blood, contamination by the different type of materials which may ooze out during operation theater, such as pus, serum, etc. Then it should be impervious, means there should not be any gap between the different tiles used in the operation theater. There should be proper electrical earthing so that the chances of electrical shock to the surgeon, to the assisting staff nurse, to circulating staff nurse and class 4 attendants is less. Then is the emergency light, which is the OT light serving as a headlamp, should be of at least 100 lumen intensity so that the surgical area or operative area of the surgeon is brightened. And there should be provision of adequate ventilation with air conditioner, and the ventilation which is preferred in the operation theater is by HEPA filter, that is high efficiency particulate filter machine, which allow even a small dust particle to get filtered off. Now, operation theater ventilation system. Operation theater ventilation system is done to maintain the good temperature of the operation theater. Ideally, the temperature should be between 18 to 21 degrees centigrade so that it is comfortable for both surgeon, supportive staff and the patient. Humidity should be 50 to 60% so that one may not feel unnecessary cold or heat in the operation theater. The fresh air is pumped through HEPA filter, that is high efficiency particulate filter, which can filter off the particulate size from 0.5 to 1 micron. So this size is very important, because if the filter can filter off the dust particle of this size, means they are keeping the OT very much free from the bacterial spores, contamination, etc. Each OT should be able to perform 2 to 3 major surgeries and 3 to 5 minor surgery per day. Means major surgeries are those surgeries which require 3 to 4 hours minimum to get completed, like hysterectomy with bilateral salpingo-oophorectomy, then exploratory laparotomy and removal of different type of pathological specimen like cauterization of the ulcer, removal of the mesenteric lymph node, similarly peritoneal wash, etc. Or major surgeries may be the surgeries done by orthopedic, such as total knee replacement, total hip replacement, or surgeries done by neurosurgeon like craniotomy, burr hole surgery, or surgeries done by spinal surgeon to correct different type of spinal deformity and neurological deficit. Minor surgeries are surgeries which require minimum 15 minutes to 1 hour to get finished, like tubal ligation, incision and drainage, appendectomy, hydrocele and hernia surgery, removal of the simple cyst of the breast, etc. Methods of sterilization in the CSSD is physical method, where you use the physical form of energy. And this may be the thermal energy, that is heat, radiation energy in the form of radiation, which may be alpha ray, gamma ray, beta ray. Then is different type of filtrations which is used. Then the chemical sterilization, which may be in the form of different type of gases used. Then the dry heat sterilization may be in the form of burning, that is incineration, red heat, that is burning to red hot. Then is flaming, where the instrument is sterilized in the typical gas flame and hot air oven. So incineration literally means burning by the instrument, that is known as incinerator. But usually the articles containing the chlorine and the plastic is avoided in the incinerator because of the sudden type of catastrophic which can occur. Red heat sterilization is sterilization by red heat. For example, you may see ophthalmic surgeon using ballpoint cautery, heating it to the red heat and then applying to the eye so that it cauterizes the bleeding blood vessel. Flaming means sterilizing the instrument in the typical flame, which is usually gas supplied, such as flaming of the cauterization needle, flaming of the forceps, etc. And hot air oven is also a type of dry heat sterilization, where the instruments are subjected to hot air oven. Especially you will see in ENT OPD, gynec OPD, where nasal speculum, oral speculum, tongue depressor or Cusco bivalve speculum used by the gynecologist can be sterilized, and chances of cross infection to the different patients can be minimized or kept minimum.